Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Want the job?
I'd love it, Mrs. Washington.
Call me Emma. You're hired.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Look, you'll need to fill out these forms. Bring them in tomorrow.
No problem.
And you'll have to say whether you're an American citizen, a permanent resident, or if you have a work permit.
I'm a citizen.
Oh, and you'll need to bring some identification. Do you have a passport or something? Birth certificate, a social security card.
Oh, I have a social security card and a driver's license, too.
As long as it's a photo license, you'll need that or a state ID card.
I have a photo license. It's from Massachusetts.
That's fine. Let me see, what else? Oh, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Not recently. Just kidding.
Okay. Well, if there's anything else, we'll deal with it tomorrow. You need to be here at 2:30. The children arrive at 3 o'clock sharp. Congratulations, Miss Casey. Welcome aboard.
Alex, who's picking you up?
My dad. How come you have books?
Oh, I go to school, too. I have a lot of homework tonight.
I have a big test tomorrow.
Uh-oh. What's it on?
Spelling.
Ooh. Do you want me to help you study while you're waiting for your dad?
Okay.
Island.
That's easy. I-S-L-A-N-D.
Right. Medicine.
M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E.
Good.
What do you study in school?
Piano, music theory, composing on computer, stuff like that.
Hi, pal.
Hi, Dad.
How'd it go?
I got the job. Thanks for telling me about it.
You're welcome.
Dad. Can we give Miss Casey a ride home?
Sure.
Oh, that's okay. I can take the bus.
No, I insist. Please. Car's right over there.
Thanks. There you go.
Thank you. Dad, can I take guitar lessons with Miss Casey?
Not now, Alex. We'll talk about it later. Sit back and buckle up. Sorry, I had a bad day.
Listen, you don't have to drive me home. Really, I can take the bus.
Oh, it's no big deal.
These flowers just arrived for you.
For me? Who are they from?
Oh, I don't know. What does the card say?
Save Saturday for me. Something big is happening. Alberto. Beautiful.
Yes, they're lovely.
Guess we'll put them in water. Thank you.
Hi, Dad. It's me.
Oh, Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I've never been better.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Kevin and I are getting along just fine. He got a raise at work.
He got a raise already? Good for him.
So, how are things out there? I bet you miss your old room.
Oh, my room out here is nice.
But the people are different, right? Not like Boston.
No, everyone here has been great. The people in the house are very interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
Are you all right?
Oh, like I said, I'm fine. Just a frog in my throat. So how's school?
School? It's pretty tough, Dad. It's a lot of work.
Bill, I understand you have already some experience with this instrument. So, I'd like to ask you to demonstrate for us right now. Okay, Bill. Thank you very much. So, Rebecca, you've had some experience with this already. Come on, why don't you show us what you got?
Okay. Here goes.
It's coming. It's getting better. I think you just need to work on that a little bit more.
Okay, watch me. You're going to keep your eye on the ball, then get your body behind the glove and scoop it up like this. Okay? And bobble the ball so it won't get past you.
Wow, Miss Casey, you're pretty good.
They used to call me Mighty Casey. Do you know the poem Casey at Bat?
No.
It's a famous poem about baseball. Casey's team lost because he struck out. Let's see. I used to know this really well. Somewhere the sun is shining. Somewhere the children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Hey, he has the same name as you.
Right. We Caseys are baseball legends. Do you want to try, Alicia?
Sure.
Okay. There you go. Nice, Alicia. That's it.
Thank you.
Want to try, Alex? Okay, remember, keep your eye on the ball.
Get out!
That's okay. You just need a little practice. Want to try again?
Okay.
Nice going.
Congratulations. You're doing a splendid job. Keep up the good work.
I try to remember what interested me at their age. I like to do things, not stand around and watch.
How'd you get so good at sports?
My mother died when I was young, so I spent a lot of time with my dad, a real sports fan. We used to play ball a lot, and he'd coach me in the park.
Well, it comes in handy here.
Okay, everybody, come over here.
Thanks for telling Rebecca about the opening here. I think she'll work out just fine.
From what Alex tells me, she really understands kids.
It certainly looks that way.
Alex wants to take guitar lessons with her. I'm thinking about setting it up.
That's a great idea. I'm sure she'll be good at that, too. And I know she needs the money.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
That was a nice hit. I saw that. It was great.
Did you see the catch I made?
No, I got here a little late. How do you like your new coach?
Pretty good. Can we get some ice cream, Dad?
Okay. You still want to take guitar lessons with Miss Casey?
That'd be great. Hey, Dad, do you know Casey at the Bat?
The poem?
Yeah, Miss Casey recited the poem for us today.
Because Mighty Casey has struck out.
She and Mighty Casey are baseball legends.
Somebody. Oh, there she is. Look, wait here. I'll go ask her about the guitar lessons.
Miss Casey knows Uncle Alberto?
Yes, they're friends. Oh, well. I'll talk to her another time. Come on, Slugger. I think I'll have some ice cream, too.
Thank you very much for the flowers. They're beautiful.
You're welcome.
So, are you free Saturday?
What's the surprise?
There's a gallery opening I'd like to take you to.
Oh, I'd love to go, but I'm swamped with homework.
I'll pick you up at 4 and have you home by 8. How's that?
That sounds fine. This probably sounds strange to you, but I've never been to a gallery opening before. What's it like?
All I have to do is stand around, look at the art, schmooze a little, drink wine, eat tiny sandwiches, and it's usually good people watching.
Well, what should I wear?
Well, people will be sort of dressed up.
Oh, I don't know if I have any...
No, don't worry. You'll be fine. And you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I'm sure I will.
Alberto invited Rebecca to a gallery opening.
So, are you free Saturday?
What's the surprise?
There's a gallery opening I'd like to take you to.
Rebecca calls her father.
He did not sound very well.
Are you all right?
Like I said, I'm fine.
Most men don't like to talk about their weaknesses.
Why not?
Well, because that's the way they grew up. They were taught not to show emotion.
Yes, but still, I mean, sharing is something very important. That's how people can get close to
you. Of course it's important.
Why did you and Mom have to get divorced?
We've talked about this before, Alex. Your mom and I changed. We can't be together anymore.
Is that why she got married again?
Your mother wanted... She and Norman... I don't know why she got married again.
Are you gonna get married again?
Only if I meet the right person. But for now, it's just you and me. Okay?
Okay.
Don't forget, this weekend you're with your mother.
I wish you could come, too.
Thanks, but I don't think so. Hello, Mama.
Hello.
Anything new?
I'm tired. Maybe it's really time to retire.
Yes, it won't be long before you can sit back and relax.
Sounds too good to be true.
Any mail?
Yes, a letter came for you. I left it next to the cash register. Oh, and Alberto is trying to reach you.
What does he want?
He didn't say. He'll call back tomorrow. Is Alex at Christine's?
Yeah. I don't believe it. I knew something was up.
Bad news?
It's from Christine's lawyer.
What does your ex-wife want now?
She and her new husband are moving to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Good riddance.
She wants Alex to go live with her.
Ay, no me diga eso. Alex belongs here, with his family, his friends. You have to stop her.
I agree, but what can I do? She's his mother. He loves her.
Of course, but he loves his father too. Alex is just a child. He needs you. He needs you to be strong for him now.
I'll die if I lose Alex.
What are you doing?
Calling Christine. Chris, this is Ramon. Got a letter from your lawyer today. I think we'd better talk.
Thank you.
these photographs are by local artists.
Some of them are quite good, aren't they?
Hi, how are you? This is Rebecca Casey.
Hi, nice to meet you, Rebecca.
Hi, nice seeing you again. Thank you, have a good time. I especially like this one. Let me show you.
Hello, Alberto.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Alberto.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. Introduce me to your friend.
Oh, yes. Dana Marshall, this is Rebecca Casey. Dan is one of the architects at my firm.
Very nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And this is my friend Bob Greenwood.
Bob, Rebecca.
It's a very nice opening, don't you think?
Yes. Some of the photographs are quite striking.
You know, you look so familiar to me. Have we met?
I don't think so.
I just realized you're the woman in the... No, sorry. She doesn't?
I don't
know. No, not yet. It's a surprise. Why don't you come with me?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Bye-bye.
Alberto Mendoza? Your photographs are part of this exhibit?
That's the surprise.
Oh, Alex and Ramon. What a stunning picture. That picture looks like it's drawing quite a crowd. What is it? Oh my gosh, it's me.
Well, what do you think?
It looks like...
Like one of America's pioneer women. Full of adventure, full of fire, a little pain, and dreams.
Looks like I just rolled out of bed.
No, not at all. You see what I called it?
Dreamcatcher.
I got you home so late, but it was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm gonna have to pull an all-nighter. But I must admit, I enjoyed the opening. And I loved your pictures, Alberto. Especially the one of little Alex.
You were the star of the evening.
I suppose I should start my homework.
When will I see you again?
Maybe next week.
Maria.
What's this?
Go ahead, open it.
Oh, Alberto. The dream catcher. Thank you. Very kind of you. I won't have any more bad dreams now, right?
Right. It just lets the good dreams.
Been thinking about retiring, but
Alberto, that's a lot of money. Are you sure these investors are serious?
They're very serious. I checked with their bank and the money's there.
But is it a good idea to sell the restaurant?
Well, it makes me nervous. Very nervous. Ramon, speak up.
I don't think we should sell. This restaurant has been in the family for 30 years. It's not only our business, it's our home. I disagree with Ramon. My argument is simple. Sell and take the money. We can always build a restaurant somewhere else.
What? Yes.
Don't you want to retire without worrying about money?
Yes.
Ramon, you'll need the money to pay for Alex's education. To buy your own home.
Your father and I don't need a lot of money.
One can never have enough.
The restaurant makes enough to take care of all of us.
But why work so hard, Ramon?
I like hard work. Good hard work.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
This would give you more time with Alex. We may never get an offer like this again.
Alberto, your mother and I need to discuss this some more. Ramon, you better take Alex to his picnic, huh? We'll talk again soon, huh?
Excuse me. Ramon, listen. We'll blow this deal if Mom and Dad don't say yes right away. I'm telling you, the investors will walk.
It doesn't seem like the right move to me. There's nothing I can do.
You can change your mind. If you do, Mom and Dad will sell in a minute.
I doubt that.
Dad, we gotta go.
Hold your horses, I'm coming.
You know, you're losing a chance of a lifetime.
That's your opinion. I'm sorry, Alberto, I've gotta go.
We'll talk later. Enjoy your picnic, Alex.
I will. Bye, Uncle Alberto.
Ramon, do me a favor. Give this note to Rebecca, will you?
You serious about her?
Don't you know, Ramon? I'm always serious. I'm a serious guy.
Ahorita vuelvo. Voy a darle una mano al cocinero.
Mama, you look beautiful.
That's what you tell all the girls?
Absolutely not. Only you, Mama. Only you.
You're so silly. Why are you in such a happy mood?
Because when we sell this place, we'll be on Easy Street.
You are in love.
I'm always in love, Mama.
What's her name?
Carmen Mendoza. My mama.
Ah, you're so silly.
Ramon, Alberto, and their parents are in the restaurant having a discussion about whether they should sell the restaurant or not.
Alberto, that's a lot of money. Are you sure these investors are serious?
They're very serious.
Alberto wants to sell, Ramon doesn't.
The parents don't really know what to do at this point.
But is it a good idea to sell the restaurant?
Alberto invited Rebecca to a gallery opening.
There are many sophisticated people.
I'm not sure that Rebecca is feeling very comfortable with this crowd.
Alberto seems to be having a great time.
Rebecca is really surprised to find herself in Alberto's picture.
Oh my gosh! It's me.
She looks really great.
And she appears larger than life and stunning.
Alberto takes Rebecca home and gives her a dream catcher.
Oh, Alberto. The dream catcher. Thank you.
And he kisses her with real passion.
It's not that passionate.
You think so?
Of course.
It seems very passionate to me.
Well, they're just friends. They're not even dating. You know, they're not into this passionate state.
Well, that is Alberto is
dreaming. He's dreaming. He's dreaming a lot and he's playing with fire. Because he could hurt that woman, yeah. Or the woman could hurt him.
Me.
monumentális csodák, az építészet remek művei. Nap mint nap elsétálunk mellettük. Időzzünk el együtt egy-egy kiemelkedő alkotásnál, nézzünk be a falak mögé, és azokon túlra. Új sorozatunkban megismerhetik a világ épületeinek gyöngyszemeit.
A következő részben a La Tutetti kolostorba látogatunk. Etűdök építészetre. Vasárnap 15 óra 55 perckor az M2-n.